4 years have passed since the day that the meteor fell. For the people of Calm and the members of Avalanche, life went on.
Kit, how did you ever manage to keep your figure after Gabriel was born?
It wasn't hard, since unlike you, I can't cook my way out of a paper bag. Why do you think I always eat here?
Some of those who settled in Calm don't seem to believe that Kit's new life as simply a counselor and a mother is as fulfilling as she claims it is.
You know, a man came in here the other day I think you should talk to. His name's Marcus. He's one of the few Shinra employees to survive Midgar, though he lost his wife.
Tifa, why is it that the interesting people you meet are always single men? I know you and Cloud make each other's lives complete, but really, I'm perfectly happy without a husband.
Fortune for you!
Romance is the key to your happiness. Your lucky number is 7.
Maybe I should try reading Gabriel's fortune instead.
Kit's son, at the age of 3, knows nothing of his unusual heritage. She prefers it that way.
Sometimes kids ask me to tell them legends about Sephiroth. I can't tell them the truth, not with Gabriel there. And then one day, he asked me why he didn't have a father.
What did you tell him?
I told him it wasn't for me to say. He should ask you.
Did he die in battle?
Yes. He did.
I think that would be a better way to die than being destroyed by the meteor. Don't cry, Mama. It's all right. Don't cry.
This is quite a legacy to leave a child. As he grows up knowing his lineage, as he understands more and more, maybe he'll have grown accustomed to it.
Maybe.
Just think upon what I've told you. When the time is right, the truth will be made known. And it would be best to choose what form it takes.
Torn by her mixed feelings about the man she loved, the only thing she can share with Gabriel about his father is the sword he left behind.
Is this all you have left of him?
Yes, it is. This sword and you are all that's left of him.
Years pass and children grow, but just as Vincent had said, when the time is right, the truth will be made known.
I'm glad you figured out how to use material.
I didn't figure it out, Mother.
Then, what happened?
He told me.
And the truth, when suppressed for too long, can be a devastating thing. Kit's fondest dream may be coming true, and with it, her worst nightmare.
What does that materia do?
When linked with another materia, makes the effect of that materia permanent. Linked with this.
She may have made the biggest mistake of her life, but Gabriel stands on the verge of making one far greater.
Gabriel's my friend, no matter what.
It should have ended 17 years ago. He'll end now.
Don't even try to tell me that. Don't try to say he's his father's son. He's my son.
Until you love someone who is from another world, someone you can never have unless you ignore right and wrong, you can't understand how the soul divides.
Once again, Kit is pulled into a struggle for the planet. Last time, it cost her the life of her lover. This time, will the price of survival be her son?
Don't do this, Gabriel, please. What is it you want to know? I'll tell you anything. Just please, stop it. I'll tell you anything. Give you anything. Just stop.
I want to know my father.
While I was there waiting, my son, you have grown nearly into a man.
The Heirloom, sequel to Misbegotten. Coming soon to the Northern Crater.